Okay, we're doing Parshas Devarim, so the Book of Devarim is one you should take time to learn. Most people don't know the Book of Devarim well because the Parshios of Devarim are ordinarily learned during the summer months, right? Parshas Devarim is arranged always to be the Shabbos preceding Tisha B'Av or on Tisha B'Av, like this year. So people don't usually know these Parshios well, and we have online Shiurim in Parshas Devarim and Vayeschanan and Ekev, and those Parshios really have the roots of all of Jewish faith. Shema Yisrael, the Ten Commandments, Atah Harei Saladas, the fundamentals of Jewish faith are in Vayeschanan. And most people are out Shabbos Nachamu vacationing. So guys, take the time to learn these Parshios because the tenets of Jewish faith are here. Moshe Rabbeinu, this is his final speech, the Book of Devarim. He's going to allude to the sins we've done. The Book of Devarim begins when? In the 11th month, Rosh Chodesh, Shvat, right? Ashteyasar Chodesh, yes? Ashteyasar Chodesh, how do you know if Ashteyasar is 11 or 12? So I'll tell you an easy way to remember. I got a phone call on November 11th, 2011, 2 weeks before November 11th, 2011, an old man asked me if I know Professor Frankenthal. So I said, no. He said, oh, shucks. I said, why, who was he? He said, he was our math professor when we were in high school, and now we're a bunch of senior citizens, and we remember that he used to start in the school year when it was the 11th of the 11th every year. He'd say, it's the Ashteyasar la Ashteyasar, the 11th of the 11th, to get it through our heads that it's 11, not Shteim Esrei, but Ashteyasar la Ashteyasar. So we all remember that, so we're nostalgic, and now that it's the 11th of the 11th, 2011, we wanted to see if we could find any living member of his family to invite to share memories and have his picture at a reunion. So we're doing a reunion to whoever's left around. So I don't know who this Professor Frankenthal was, but at any rate, Ashteyasar, that's an easy way to remember. Ashteyasar, Ashteyasar, it's the 11th of the 11th, right? So on the 11th month, that's Shvat, right? Adar is the 12th month, so the whole book is going to take place over 37 days. From Rosh Chodesh Shvat through, or 36 days, from Rosh Chodesh Shvat through Zayin Adar. 36 days. Eile HaDevarim. Eile is Gematria. Eile, Aleph is 1, Lamed is 30, Hey is 5. How much is Eile? 36. Very good. Eiche is Gematria. 36. Levad is Gematria. Very good. Levad, all alone. Yes. Eicha eile levad. Okay. So, Moshe is going to spend the next 36 days teaching us. And no. Moshe says, Eicha sa levadi. Moshe laments the fact that he is levad, that he is all alone, to carry the weight of the Jewish people. So Moshe reminds us how we messed up. Moshe reminds us how we were happy to have other leaders instead of him. We were happy appointing judges. And he thought it would be good for us, but really we were trying to get out of facing him. We thought we'd be able to weasel our way out if there were other judges. And Moshe reminds us how we were always troublesome and always looking for excuses, and we sent out spies, and really we knew all along that it would be problematic, and the spies came back and they scared us from going, and we rebelled, and we even got Moshe into trouble, where Hashem told Moshe, you're not going in there, Yeshua is going to lead us in. And that brings us to Revi. The children that you thought would be wiped out, they're the ones that are going to enter and conquer it. And you were told, okay, leave. You're not entering the land. And you said, no, we will. Okay, we've sinned, but now we're going to make good. And Hashem said, no, you're not. You're not going in. And you insisted on going. And when you ascended towards Israel, so the Emori went out and attacked you. And they hit you like the bees hit. And Chazal say, they would kill a Jew and drop dead, but they'd keep killing Jews. Meaning the first line saw that when they'd hit a Jew, they'd drop dead, but like a bee, they kept at it, which here you see the source for the first suicide bombers. So if I could only kill him, it's worth killing me. So we were told by Hashem to go travel, and we traveled around Mount Seir for a long time, and then Hashem said travel north, and warned us not to start up with Esav, because we're not allowed to have their land. We could buy food from them, but we're not allowed to take their land. And so we traveled, and then we came to Moabite territory, and again Hashem warned us not to touch their territory, because that's not going to be given to us. And then Hashem tells us, you're going to pass near Ammonite territory, don't start up with them. And again, so we're traveling, and Moshe's recounting all this traveling, and we're attacked by Sihon and Og, and we conquer their land, and Hashem tells Moshe, this is where people will start respecting you. They'll see how awesome you are, because Sihon was a giant and Og was a giant. Who was Og? Og was Eliezer, the servant of Avram. One time Og got Avram upset. Avram yelled at him, and he dropped a tooth out of fear. His mouth started chattering. He dropped a tooth, and Avram had an ivory bed from that tooth that dropped out of Og's mouth. So, correct. Eliezer, the son of Nimrod, grew up to be this huge giant named Og, and when Avram sent him to bring back Rebekah, so when he came back, Avram suspected him that maybe he did something improper with Rebekah and Ruth, and because he was suspected improperly, so Avram set him free. Avram Yitzchak set him free. And then Hashem said, you did some good things in this world, so I'm going to pay you back. And so he went on to become the Og, the king of Bashan, and he was highly successful, and he lived a very, very long life, and this was Hashem's paying him back for the time that he was a successful servant of Avram. So at any rate, Sihon... What? According to Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, he became a bad guy. Right. He was a bad guy. He was either the son of Canaan or the son of Nimrod. There's another medrash that says that Eliezer was one of the seven people who went into the Garden of Eden alive. That he was suspected improperly by Avram Avinu, and his merit was that he walked into the Garden of Eden alive. But okay, conflicting midrashim. It's a machlokes among midrashim. So... correct. There's that medrash too. So then he's not the son of Nimrod, right?
But also here it says
he survived
in our parsha.
Right. Right, he survived. But the question is, from which period? Was he a survivor from the war of the Sodomites against the giants, where he had the war of the four kings against the five kings? Or was he a survivor, like Michal saying, from the flood? Or, yeah. This war here, he didn't survive. Moshe killed him. Moshe killed Og at this war. Yeah.
No, actually, it wasn't because he became king of Bashan, because that means he's getting, no reward or less reward in the next.
Correct. That's what the Medrash says. Right. So we conquer Og, we conquer the Bashan territory, 60 cities are conquered, cities that have fortification up until fortification till the sky. What?
It's Bashan, right?
Arim Tzurot Bashamayim, says somewhere, I'm not seeing it right now, but it does say that somewhere, yeah. Fortification till the sky, and that's where... that's where Chazal learned out that the Torah sometimes speaks Belashon Guzma, that sometimes the Torah speaks in exaggeration. So that Moshe describes how we divided that territory between the Reuben, Gad, and half the tribe of Menashe, and Moshe concludes the parsha. Yoshua was commanded, you've seen all these miracles, by the same token, Hashem will let you conquer all the nations in the land of Israel. Don't be scared. Ki Hashem won ilcham lachem. The same stress that Moshe said when we were entering the Yamsuf, Hashem yilachem lachem, you don't be scared, Hashem's fighting for you. That's the stress at the end of the Parshas Devarim that Moshe tells Yehoshua. You have nothing to be scared of. Hashem is the one fighting.